Alan Bolter. He is the Associate Director of the Michigan Association of Community Mental Health Boards. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Pretty good, Rich. How you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on to the program. We're going to talk a little bit more about Obamacare as we did in the previous segment. What is your group's take on the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare that upheld the Affordable Care Act last week?
Yeah, well, Rich, you know, our association represents all the community mental health organizations across the state, and we really feel now the Supreme Court has ruled on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. We think it's time for the state to move forward with its planning and preparation. You know, there's a number of provisions that really kick in 2014. It's going to be here before we know it. So we think, you know, it's time for the state to move forward with that preparation.
How does Michigan move forward from here?
Well, you know, there's a few things that are particularly important to our membership, and really a lot of them revolve around access to services. And you know, as you may know, Michigan is one of seven states that doesn't have mental health parity for its insurance. So really, if you're an individual that is not on Medicaid, you have pretty limited access to mental health and substance abuse services in the state of Michigan. So a couple things that the state could do that are particularly important to our folks regarding the Affordable Care Act is, you know, one, the Medicaid expansion. This would essentially bring almost 500,000 people in the state of Michigan, would put them on Medicaid that right now really have no insurance at all. And that's something that's not going to cost the state any money the first 3 years. The most it would ever pay for that population would be a 10% match, which the estimates have shown it might be, you know, as much as $200 million a year, but that wouldn't kick in until around the year 2020.
And so now that Obamacare is good to go permanently, pending any further legal challenges that may come about, where does your organization go from here? What's next?
Well, you know, we're going to continue to advocate with the legislature, with the governor, that they you know, start implementing some of the necessary components. You know, there's also the health insurance exchanges. There was a Senate Bill 693 that passed the Senate around Christmas time. Is over in the House right now. So we're going to urge the House legislature to move on that this year. That's one of the things that needs to be in place for the state to set up its own insurance exchange. And again, this is something that the federal government's going to come in and offer subsidies for folks between 133% of the federal poverty level all the way up to 400% of the federal poverty level. And this, again, is another group that right now you know, is either underinsured or doesn't have insurance. This would allow them to purchase affordable insurance, and, you know, we're hoping that, you know, within that insurance exchange, that mental health parity, one of the provisions through the federal government was that the insurance exchanges need to consider mental health parity, that, you know, these folks now have access to the services that our members provide.
Alan Bolter, the Associate Director of the Michigan Association of Community Mental Health Boards. Alan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Rich.